All he liked was the big ones. Of course, there was too much work cleaning. So he gave them to me and took pins out and fried them around just like and put them in the freezer. Well, he told me that they were sitting on net poles there.
Right, let me hand this over to you. And this it's all there, folded over somewhere, but feel free to mark anywhere.
Sometimes they have half a boatload of them. And Luke Darling told me the same thing. He said, I hated to do it, but everybody else is doing.
So it was off the tape?
Them fellas, it's more on that stuff, hooking and stuff than I have. After I was, I never fished that hooking on them spawner ever.
No.
But dragging off on tandem, probably would in the spring, as much as 10 or 20% would be right.
No, not really.
And I think that was on their way in to where these fellas are going to mark. I think that would probably be it.
That,
but I can show you where I've seen, but I know not more than 10 or 20% would be right.
You see anything out of that?
And it would be anywhere from, well, with codfish. Probably be the first or second week in March.
Yeah.
From there into the 15th of April, where I would be fishing.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the codfish would be first.
Yeah.
And then, as late as the 10th of April, I'd be getting spawn haddock in there, you know, and haddock. Yeah.
So the haddock would be actually right in behind the cod.
Yeah, they come. Yeah, you know, codfish always come first anywhere I ever fished.
Do you want X's or circles?
No, you mark the area where they were. Just draw a line or a circle or follow the edge or.
What's that? A 12-4 you've got there. Better crawl hole 4 you've got there. Better.
That's a
5-4.
12-04, I think it is. Goes from goes from Cape Elizabeth to Monhegan.
Yeah, something Warren gave five Daddy, would be, Daddy gave it to the kids and
5 would be from Monhegan
to the project.
Well, I can't believe I did such a dumb thing as to walk off with those chats right in my truck on the other side.
Maybe what can bring down an amp?
Well,
we'll give them to him. I'll never use them.
Well, if you give them to me, they'll end up being marked up like that and we'll head right
to. You want the 1200s?
No, 300s would be better, maybe, wouldn't it? They'd get the 300 charts. It'd be 3.
Which do you want, Tip?
316, you know, from beyond 315 on there.
You think? I don't know where you guys are marking.
Yeah. They're all marking west of the Cape, I think, mostly.
Yeah. But can you, if you think the 300 series is the one we need, fine. I thought that.
When was the first one for Freeport?
Well, Mabel,
that's the 1204.
I can run through if you want to bring some down. I don't know if I can climb up those steps. Stand right outside, throw them down, and I'll bring them.
Daddy, get up and you want to pull the chair in closer? Or Bill will switch chairs with you?
Bill, right under those cushions.
I don't know, I can't figure this out.
Why don't you pull your chair in? You don't have any glasses either.
I'll loan you mine. If you want to try him.
Okay, small point.
That was Haddock country up there.
I know it was. And my father and I started into the northwest of the scraping buoy down the sounds, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going to send her out through, and the boats were coming in all directions there. Started sending the sand gully over here, the other side, there, you know, the red buoy on Little Whaleboat Point there, in between a couple of ledges there. And he said, oh, through that, we'd get a haddock on every hook in through there. I'll bet if we started down to the end of them little whaleboat ledges and set up through and across the woods, big whaleboat, after hit that hard bottom, set out, we'd have got a boatload.
That was just about this time of year.
Do you see where it is? Do you see where?
About.
Can you read this?
Well,
we have to take those reading glasses. You know, you buy at the store.
You see that? All right,
whaleboat ledge.